We'll do some more football with Ian Eagle and really other stuff as well. Ian, to me, he is the best broadcaster in the business. We were just talking about it a little bit off the air about other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ian is the best. And we're getting closer and closer to him officially being the number one team. It's been long enough. I get that you're behind Nance. There's not much you could do there. But and he's also had different pairings here. We could ask him about this. I mean, he's coming on in a few minutes. But he is so entertaining. He's so entertaining. It makes me want to watch Net games.
He's good. He's phenomenal. And he's a really nice guy too.
I mean, did you ever get to know him?
I don't want to overstate it. I mean, I've interviewed him a bunch. I wouldn't even say a bunch. Right. A couple times, Teak back in the day. I think you and I had him on once or
yes,
so.
Yeah.
Right, we did.
Yeah.
And very friendly guy, down to earth, hasn't let success go to his head, and nuts and bolts wise, he's great. But he's also funny. He's funny on the air. He's terrific.
I love Ian.
Hall of Famer.
Looking forward to talking to him in just a little bit, and looking forward to watching him as he does the game on Sunday for CBS, of course, with his new partner, J.J. Watt, with the Jets. And, yeah, we'll get into the Giants as well, obviously, but a lot of baseball today, BT, that we've discussed starting the show with the Yankees. Let's get back to those calls here, 888-808-1019. Obviously, Mets on the table, too. But Adam in South Jersey, want to talk about the Yanks. What's up, Adam?
What's up, boys? Hope you guys are well today. BT, while you were away and Sal was on, I called Sal and I told him my new policy when Devin Williams comes in the game was to turn the game off. Because I knew no matter what the score was, I felt they were going to drop the game. And last night, I saw Williams coming. I said, okay, I'm going to stick around for a little bit. Three pitches, three changeups. I said, nope. I turned the TV off. I checked the results after. Listen, there is just bad juju with Williams on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankees are not going to be able to accomplish what they accomplished without the accountability that does not exist. And what the Yankees should do, because they really don't own for next year, they should DFA him to send a message.
Stop.
They should bring up a kid, because I'd rather see a kid fail than
Adam.
This guy still
Adam.
Fail, BT.
Come on.
He's fit. Come on. He's going to ruin it. Listen, you think he's going to come into a game in the postseason and not give it up? Do you really think that's
No. What I see, what I think about Devin Williams, and I've said this before, unfortunately in October I see a walk, a bloop, and then a laser double in the gap that hurts the Yankees at a pivotal spot in the game. I don't trust him, but he's got
enough.
Then
why are you leaving him in?
I'm going to tell you. He's got enough track record where you ride it out. Now, I don't think he's really built for New York, so I don't want him here beyond this year, but the DFAM is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
I was going to say, where's his track record with the Yankees? Aren't we supposed to go for this year's result?
I understand that. It's been a couple of months, rather than 7 years, of being one of the best in baseball. I'm not even a fan of his,
but
come on.
It's been the whole season, Brandon, the whole season. He's had one little blip where he was okay for a couple of weeks, and every time he comes in, there's bad juju.
Hey, Luke, did Luke Weaver make some mistakes last night? What about Duvall? I mean, there's
Absolutely.
Other guys.
But it's not every time with them, BT.
I understand. It's not every time with Devin.
Oh, come on. Look at the ERA overall.
Adam, it's
that.
Not, though.
We know that. We know the ERA.
He pitched, not that we're trying to be apologists for Devin Williams. And
no,
thank you for
it's the
call.
Opposite.
Yeah, well, I've been more pro Devin Williams. Actually, before the season started, I was more cautious about Devin Williams just because I don't think relievers translate necessarily from 1 year to the next. They're so fickle. You have no idea what's going to happen with these guys, especially after what Williams did in the postseason. However, if you watched his struggles early on this year, there was a lot of soft contact. Obviously, he wasn't far in the strike. So you want to blame some of the umps with that, but there was a lot of bad luck that Williams was pitching into early in the year. Not all of it, but there was some bad luck. Then he righted the ship, and all right, so now he hasn't been perfect. He's certainly been nowhere near what you thought he was going to be. The furthest thing from what you thought he was going to be. And that is maddening, but it's not like he's the worst thing ever.
No, he's not, but I got to tell you, I even thought there may have been one more really good month. I'm looking at his splits right here. So in April, we know April was awful. Chronicled that, but his ERA was 9, and we knew that. We lived through it. It was rough, right? It's early. And then he showed a little stabilization in May, but his ERA was still over 4. And then in June was when he was great, 0.93. But then July was 5.73, August 4.91, and September 54 in the smallest of samples. So he's had one good month, and he's had one outstanding month, and nothing even close that resembles a good month. He's been awful, but to DFA him is really just, I mean, come on. And I love the passion. You call a lot, and I get it. You're frustrated. There's no way that's happening. 0.0%.
Yeah, nor should it. It's the same thing with Ryan Helsley, by the way. And you can make an argument that, well, they can't pitch Helsley whenever you don't want to pitch him. Like, they're better off trying to salvage him and getting him right. And if he doesn't get the job done, they're going to lose because of it. Same thing with Williams, than just cutting bait and not having him pitch at all. Now, they may get to a spot where you're only going to see Williams in zero leverage situations. Maybe the same thing for Helsley. I don't know, but do the math. It's hard to go that far in the postseason, through the gauntlet of the postseason, without having Devin Williams and or Ryan Helsley from each team's perspective having some kind of impact, positive impact in the playoffs.
I know what Boone said postgame because I watched it, and I know we got to get a break here, so maybe follow up on this after. I didn't love the rationale. Like, you know, obviously Devin Williams, where he came in versus Luke Weaver, I would have liked to have seen that flipped.
Yeah.
It was based on lefties and righties and splits and pitch preferential, driven by numbers, obviously, didn't work out. But I didn't love that. I did not love the way that sequence went.